This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of masked Hamas fighters brandishing assault rifles paraded in Gaza City, and the group's top leader made his first public appearance Saturday in a defiant show of strength after the militants' 11-day war with Israel. Saturday marked the first full day of a ceasefire, and Egyptian mediators held talks to firm up the truce, which ended the fourth Israel-Hamas war in just over a decade. In the fighting, Israel and Hamas and other militants fired more than 4,000 rockets toward Israel. More than 250 people were killed, the vast majority of them Palestinians. Lava from a volcanic eruption continued to flow in parts of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's main city of Goma. Mount Nyiragongo, and one of the world's most active volcanoes, erupted Saturday, sending panicked residents from the nearby city of Goma evacuating. Nyiragongo last erupted in 2002, killing 250 people and making 120,000 people homeless after the lava flowed there. New coronavirus cases across the United States tumbled to rates not seen in more than 11 months, sparking optimism that vaccination campaigns are stemming both severe COVID-19 cases and the spread of the virus. As cases, hospitalizations, and deaths steadily dropped this week, pre-pandemic life in America has largely resumed. Hugs and unmasked crowds returned to the White House. A Mardi Gras-style parade marched through Alabama's port city of Mobile, and even states that have stuck to pandemic-related restrictions ready to drop them. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Some nightclubs in Berlin started welcoming party people to their outdoor spaces on the weekend as the industry makes tentative steps to reopen following a long shutdown due to the pandemic. But true club culture is still waiting for its revival. Clubs are opening their outdoor spaces to guests only as beer gardens or for small concerts and performances, provided the party people present a negative COVID-19 test or vaccination certificate. At least 21 people running a mountain marathon have died in northwestern China after hail, freezing rain, and gale winds hit the high-altitude race. After an all-night rescue operation of freezing temperatures involving more than 700 personnel, rescuers were able to confirm that 151 people were safe out of a total of 172 participants. 21 had died, according to the official Xinhua news agency, which said the runners suffered from physical discomfort and the sudden drop in temperature. China's first Mars rover has driven down from its landing platform and is now roaming the surface of the red planet. The China National Space Administration says a solar-powered rover touched Martian soil at 10:40 a.m. Beijing time Saturday. China landed the spacecraft carrying the rover on Mars last Saturday, a first for the country. It's a technically challenging feat, more difficult than a moon landing. The rover is expected to be deployed for 90 days to search for evidence of life. China has ambitious space plans that include a crewed orbital station and landing a human on the moon. The U.S. also has an ongoing Mars mission with the Perseverance rover and a tiny helicopter exploring the red planet. The former director of the BBC has resigned as board chairman of Britain's National Gallery following a report on the public broadcaster's explosive 1995 interview with Princess Diana. The report, published Thursday, heavily criticized Tony Hall for a botched internal inquiry into how its journalists obtained the blockbuster interview. Hall said Saturday that his continued presence at the gallery would be a distraction to an institution he deeply cares about. The report by a retired judge found the internal BBC investigation had covered up a deceitful behavior by journalist Martin Bashir. BBC commissioned the inquiry after Diana's brother complained that Bashir used false documents and other dishonest tactics to persuade her to grant the interview. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.